Wow, it's been a long time since I've recorded an audio boo, but I am doing so today. Apologies for the long gap. I need to get back in the habit again. This one is a response to a question that Daniel Green has asked on the Q&A section of Boeing World, where he says, what structures do you use when reviewing a client's existing website? And it's a good question, really, and a good one for me, because a big chunk of the work that I do at Headscape is writing site reviews. Because I spend so much time doing this, you'd think that I'd find it easy to answer Daniel's question, wouldn't you? But it's not easy. The problem is that the approach we use is never really the same twice, because you have to consider each client separately. When a client asks you to review their website, they could have any number of things in their mind. They might be thinking about accessibility, usability, calls to action, analytics, social media, business objectives, aesthetic design, information architecture. You get the idea. You have to take into consideration these expectations. You need to consider the objective of the site as well, and because that's going to influence the area that you focus on. For example, if your site's primary objective is to support existing customers, there's little point of writing a report that talks about its search engine rankings. Once you've got a clear idea of the areas that you're going to cover with your expert review, the next step is to choose the right tool for the job. The subject that you're going to be reviewing will dictate the most appropriate format. And there are a few different formats that we've been known to use, but I want to talk you through a few of them. But I do want to say it's not a comprehensive list. For example, I don't mention content reviews or technical reviews, but it should at least give you a flavour. The first one is the usability review. Usability reviews are either based on our own expert experience or from doing user testing, preferably the latter. In either case, the final document consists of a list of problems and some recommended solutions. Each issue is normally associated with an image of the problem, any comments made by users, and a severity ranking to demonstrate how important the issue is to address. Second type of review that we do is a heuristic review, which is a general review that covers a wide range of areas from accessibility to aesthetic design. But what makes a heuristic review interesting is all the areas are broken down into very specific questions, and we rate each. It's like a 1 to 5 answer for each of those questions. So then the ratings can be presented in various visual ways that gives the reader an instant impression of whether their site is succeeding or failing. A similar review to that is the competitive review. And that's very similar to the heuristic review, but it's applied across your competitors as well as your own site. The only difference is the number of criteria, because we have to reduce that simply because we're reviewing so many sites that it would just take forever to do the level of detail you'd do in a heuristic review. As with a heuristic review, the results can be displayed in various visual ways to allow direct comparison between multiple sites. Then there's the analytics review. To be honest, I don't know a huge amount about these. They are the purview of Chris Scott, who has a doctorate in sciencey stuff and knows how to do incredible things with Google Analytics and can find all kinds of fascinating information about user behaviour and the weaknesses of your site. Another review that I do, and is probably the one that I write the most of the time, is what I call the general expert review. These are essentially my impressions of the site and thoughts about its future direction. The expert review can draw on other reviews, or it can be done entirely in isolation. In either case, the format varies depending on the client. However, ultimately, it consists of a list of issues and some recommendations about how they're addressed. Unlike a heuristic review, the general review doesn't use stats, and it often turns into more of a roadmap for future development rather than a review of the current situation. I think it's important to say there's no kind of right or wrong way to review your website. They're just different approaches. These are the approaches that we've developed, but you could take a whole different approach to things. What's important is that you're identifying issues and suggesting solutions. Beyond that, everything's up to you. I've seen excellent reviews that have been written in Excel or Pages, and I've seen great ones that have ranged from 5 pages long to 70 pages long. So whatever works best for you and your client. Anyway, I hope that helps and gives you an idea, Daniel, of what I think goes into an expert review.